The city's ordinance was passed in 2007 with the intent of reducing litter on the Comal and Guadalupe Rivers. In the ensuing years, Attorney Mick McCamey, who represents the city of New Braunfels, says the law helped it control the 100 tons of litter generated by tourists on the rivers each year.
Cans, bottles, plastic, just anything you can name, but primarily related to used food and beverage containers.
But River Outfitters took the law to court, and last year it was ruled unconstitutional by a state district judge. Attorney Jim Eubank, who represents the tourist-associated businesses of Comal County, says the judge agreed that the ordinance is unconstitutionally vague and arbitrary.
So you could have a baggie, for example, a Ziploc baggie, and if it had motor oil in it, then you wouldn't get a ticket. If it was empty, you wouldn't get a ticket. But if it had animal crackers in it, you would get a ticket. We didn't think that's constitutional, and the trial court agreed.
Eubank also argued that state law does not allow cities to pass ordinances prohibiting containers. McCamey says that's not the purpose of the law.
You can have disposable containers anywhere. You can, any business like McDonald's or 7-Eleven or the River Outfitters can sell anything they want. Anyone can buy anything they want. But the regulation relates to the behavior of taking them into these pristine waterways.
A ruling on the appeal could take as much as 6 months, but both sides agree this year, river visitors will likely not be prohibited from taking all sorts of containers with them when they float the rivers in New Braunfels. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.